The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Now, I've spoken to one of my guests a number of times before. She's one of my favourite people on the island. Her name is Claudia Scanlon. Claudia, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see you again. And the last time you were on our show, which was around this time last year, you inspired the lady sitting beside you, who is Lynn Kennedy, an artist. And good morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning.
Now, what we'll do is we'll chat a little bit to you, Claudia, because we need to remind people who didn't hear you the last time, even though the last time you spoke to us, all I got for 2 weeks afterwards was, wasn't she the most gorgeous child? I've never heard a more beautiful child on the radio.
I mean, really.
But they were telling the truth. So remind us who you are, how old you are, and why you're here today in some ways.
I'm 15 years old and I was born with a skin condition called epidermolysis bullosa, or EB for short, which means I was born without the gene collagen 7, which prevents my body from producing the skin layer collagen. So what the other two layers of skin rub together, causing friction, which causes wounds and open blisters.
Yes, and we've kind of talked a bit about that at length before, but just to remind people about your daily routine, which is not easy, because we get up, hop in the shower and give out and say, oh, it's going to take ages to get to work, it's a pain in the neck, and who am I going to meet? But your day is very different. So a little flavour of that, if you don't mind, Claudia, because it puts us into perspective before I chat to Lynn.
Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I have a 3-hour dressing change after a full day of school. Which takes forever. It's very painful. It involves taking bandages off, getting into a sterile bath, and then putting all the bandages back on, which takes 3 hours, and they are done by my nurses.
Mm. Now, I was very happy when you walked in today because I was able to give you a hug, and I said to you, can I hug you? Because it's like being, it's that burn sort of feel to it. So how was it that you were able to kind of cuddle in to me this morning so easily? It didn't feel like you were sore.
I'm only sore if it's more of a sliding motion. So if someone, say, brushed off me, that would hurt. Where if it's something pressing down on my skin and it won't move, that doesn't hurt.
So that's okay. So we were good to reconnect today. And since we've spoken, I'd like to now move on to the more important part, which is who you are and what you like to do. Mm-hmm. And it's all about art, isn't it? I mean, you're wearing what I remember back in the day is being like a biker jacket. Would that be right? Like a black leather jacket. So you're still into the fashion thing. So tell me about that and your art and your dreams.
I love art. I do art in school. I did it for the junior cert. I've always loved it since I'm small. My family's very arty. I love fashion and makeup and drawing, and they're mostly my passions.
You love doing them. And how are the hands? Because remember you spoke before about not being able to hold, what you can hold and not hold. Tell me a little bit about where that is with you.
It's definitely restricted. My hands will fuse over the years as I get older. So one is gone already.
Show me your left one. When you say it's gone, can you explain that to us?
My fingers are no longer, like, you can't see them. They're fused together, so they look like a glove almost.
Yeah.
Where the other one isn't, because I use my right hand constantly. So my thumbs should stay out if all goes well, but the other fingers will fuse eventually.
And tell me, how do you feel about that?
It's definitely the hardest part of EB, I think. Mm-hmm. I know people have asked me what's the worst thing, and I would say that. And if I could get rid of one thing, it would definitely be the fusion of the hands.
Has any hand been unfused? Forgive this stupidity of the question, but has medical science, when you think about, I always think about people on the moon and, you know, some of the things we've discovered as humankind down through the years. Are we getting any closer to any class of resolution for EB?
Yeah, there is. There's definitely a lot of stuff out there. There's creams, there's bandages. There is a operation that is available for the hands to be unfused, which I have denied because they will go back. So it's not permanent.
How long would they unfuse for, do you think?
It's different for everybody. It could be 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. So, you know.
You don't want to take that risk, do you?
No, and it will also involve a huge piece of skin being taken away, causing more wounds. So
I suspect, given your determination, because you're quite little in size, but you're enormous. Yeah, you are, but you are enormous in every other respect: heart, soul, brain. In that order, the most important things in life, by the way. But you are, and here's my thing with you: I think that regardless of fuse or not fuse, you're going to succeed.
I will try my best.
No, you won't try your best. You will. It'll happen. And fuse or no fuse, you will be an artist if you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've seen extraordinary artists down through the years who have conquered physicality and physical inhibition or difficulties to become amazing people. I think you're in that category. If you want to be.
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
Yeah, it is.
So what are we going to do? Lynn, you were listening. Lynn Kennedy, you're an artist. You're welcome to the programme. You were listening to that interview, I think, with Claudia. But let's say that interview, the interview we did that time a year ago. And now?
Yes.
What happened?
So, yeah, I mean, you only have to listen to Claudia now to hear what you know, she is a fairly typical teenager, but made sort of extraordinary by what she's had to, the challenges that she'd had to go through. And I have teenagers myself, and, you know, they haven't had to, you know, any of the kind of challenges that Claudia has, which is why she struck me as being just such an interesting person to, it was so interesting to hear her story. And I was doing a series of paintings based around our skin and, you know, perceptions of us based on our skin.
Beauty and superficiality.
And, you know, dark skin and light skin and damaged skin and scarred and that kind of thing. And listening to Claudia, I just thought, well, you know, she's perfect. You know, I would love to be able to meet Claudia and, you know, to be able to paint her. But it wasn't just a picture of Claudia that I wanted. I didn't just want to paint, you know, just how she looks. It had to be more than that. It had to be showing more of what Claudia is and who she is and more about her. So.
And that involved a sitting. For how long did you sit for Claudia?
Not very long.
No, I worked from photographs. I knew it would be difficult for Claudia to sit for a long time for a painting.
Yes.
So. I have been working as a photographer before, so I went over to Claudia's house and.
Did you know as an artist, in a way that I endeavour to do as an interviewer, did you get a feeling that you knew the person very well within about 90 seconds?
Well, yes, because I think as a people watcher, you do kind of. You do look beyond what somebody looks like, I suppose, and you try and get that across, whether it's in, you know, through photography or through drawing or painting. So, yeah, that's I did get that feeling from Claudia.
And how was Claudia to paint?
She's very easy to paint. She's got such a great look, and
she's got her own style.
She's got her own style. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
And the painting itself, then, when you first saw it, Claudia, how did you feel?
Oh, it was amazing. Like, just to see how realistic it was and how powerful it was, the powerful meaning it gave off, it was amazing.
Well, explain that to me, the power.
Well, there's words in the background of the painting of my body and of words I had said in interviews or I had said in my project for the junior cert. And it was just powerful words that I had kind of said throughout stuff. And it was very powerful.
How did you just decide on which words would go on the background?
Well, I had, just from talking to Claudia when I was taking the photographs of her, I used some of those. And then I was able to use some of Claudia's own drawings from her junior cert in the background as well. And I was able to trace over them. So it's Claudia's art is in the painting too. So that was...
And people can go and see the painting now.
Yes.
So tell us, how did it end up in the National Gallery?
So I got in touch with Claudia and her mum to see if it would be okay if I entered it for the Zurich Portrait Prize. And they were happy for me to do that, which was fantastic. So... It's one of 26 paintings that's in the Zurich Portrait Prize, and they're being exhibited in the National Gallery up until, I think it's January the 12th.
Great.
And then the whole exhibition goes down to the Crawford Gallery in Cork until April.
So you're basically, Claudia, you're on tour as
a
painting.
Yes, I'm on tour.
Yeah, and in the National Gallery, which they've done a beautiful job on the gallery in the restoration the last couple of years. So it's great that you're there now because it's looking so beautiful. And some of the words written on the blackboard behind you in the painting, a lot of it focuses on people staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
And not understanding and giving you the sort of, oh my God, what is she? Who is this woman?
I know.
I don't know if it drives you mad, but what you say, I hate when people look at me like I'm some sort of animal at the zoo or an artifact at a museum.
Yeah.
Now you're painting in a gallery.
I know.
I'm kind of mad. But the staring, did that continue to be a problem and get on your nerves?
Yeah, it has been since I'd say I was born. If I asked my mom, dad, they'd even get us. Yeah, it'll continue on for, I'd say, majority of my life. So it's a pain in the ass, let's just say that.
That's another line there for the next painting.
Yeah.
Straight there, yeah. Right there in the back. Were you in Boston recently?
I was.
And what were you doing there?
I go away nearly every 2 years with Kevin's, which is a hurling club I'm part of, and they go on a annual trip.
And how was Boston?
It's amazing.
It's a great city.
It's very expensive.
Very expensive. Did you buy anything? Treat yourself?
I did. I blew all my money.
What, on what?
Clothes, makeup, and old slippers.
But you've got them now, so that's great.
I know.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Where would you like to go that you haven't been?
Oh, God. I'd like to go back to London, but where I haven't been, I'd love to go to maybe, like, Hawaii. Yeah.
Right, it sounds like you just plucked that out of the sky. And yet, I was only thinking about it. What a wonderful place to go. Why do you want to go there?
I love the water, which is kind of ironic because I'm always in the bath, which causes me pain, but I love the sea.
And are you able to go in the sea?
Mm-hmm.
And is the salt water an issue for you?
No, I'd say it's actually
curative.
The opposite. Yeah.
Why Hawaii? There's sea everywhere. Why Hawaii?
I know, but in Hawaii, they're like crystal blue. It looks amazing.
Yeah, and I think artistically, Hawaii, I'd say, is really interesting.
Also for the pictures, you know.
Yeah, it's just for... And what do you want? Have you decided what you want to do when you leave school yet, or...? I mean, you're not under any pressure.
I've actually made a whole plan. I have too much time on my hands, to be honest.
No, you don't. Tell me, what you want
to
do?
I'd like to move to Paris to become either a fashion designer or a makeup artist.
And are you learning French in school?
I did, and then I quit because it got too much. But I do like the French language.
And do you like school generally?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take that as a no.
Yeah.
But your voice went too high for yeah. But you do like school, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
It's so.
Yeah.
I'm dying to see the painting. I mean, I've seen a picture of it, but I want to go and see it in the gallery, so I'll get there eventually. In the meantime, thank you for coming to see us. Claudia, you know, I think of you as the like of, I think you're Katie Taylor. You know, I think put you in the exact same mode of a warrior, and I think you're like a national hero to me, and I just love you. Lynn, I'm not going to say the same to you because I don't know you and it'll be inappropriate, but I think what you did was gorgeous with the painting, so well done.
I
to
love
that
doing it.
Good, and I can see that, and actually Dublin Airport produced a commemorative calendar which I mentioned yesterday. As it turns out, they had sent one in to me. It's on my desk now. It is gorgeous. You can buy it in the Loop. It's to celebrate their 80th birthday, but part of the donations for that will go to Deborah Ireland, which is something that we love, so that's good, and looks after the EB world. But you can also, if you want to text to raise some money for Deborah Ireland, text butterfly, the word butterfly, to 50300, and to donate €4 to Deborah Ireland, which might be a nice thing to do. Butterfly to 50300. That is where we're going to leave it for now. Lynn Kennedy, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Claudia, never be a stranger. Promise me that.
I won't.
Okay, friends forever, that's for sure. And thank you for your time this morning. It's 13 minutes to 10.